Cecil B. DeMille was a Hollywood director, producer, personality, and important political figure in Hollywood from 1913 through the 1950s. Of the 70 films he was personally involved with, only 6 failed to make money. Even today, he is a recognizable model of the autocratic film director. DeMille was born August 12th in 1881 in Ashfield, Massachusetts. He started acting on Broadway in 1900. In 1913, he joined Jesse Lasky and Lasky's brother-in-law, Samuel Goldfish, to form the Lasky Feature Play Company, later Paramount Studios. That same year, DeMille directed the first feature-length film made in Hollywood, the six-reeler The Squaw Man, which he would go on to remake 2 more times in 1918, and a talking version in 1931. His other pictures included The Ten Commandments in 1923, King of Kings in 1927, Cleopatra in 1934, The Crusades in 1935, The Plainsman in 1937, Samson and Delilah in 1949, and The Greatest Show on Earth in 1952. DeMille's last film, the 1956 production of The Ten Commandments, was also his most successful. Among his many memorable statements, DeMille once said, "Give me any 2 pages of the Bible and I will give you a picture." DeMille hosted and was producer of the hour-long Lux Radio Theater from June 1, 1936 to January 22, 1945. The show was a weekly drama anthology of important films, so-called A-list pictures, adapted to the radio format and featured a large cast and a full orchestra. As host, DeMille would introduce the production and engage the stars in conversation about their current projects. His dramatic presentation style lent weight to the proceedings, making the listener feel that each week's presentation was something special. DeMille, who made $100,000 a year as producer on the program, was a member of the American Federation of Radio Artists, AFRA. When the union proposed to use $1 from each member's dues for political purposes, DeMille quit the program in protest. For his contribution to radio, DeMille has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at 6240 Vine Street. He has another star for his contribution to motion pictures. In addition to directing and producing, DeMille narrated many of his later films and occasionally acted, most memorably playing himself in a Billy Wilder picture, Sunset Boulevard, in 1950. DeMille was one of 36 co-founders of the Academy Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, which awards Oscars for achievements based on voting from one's peers. In 1953, he received the Irving Thalberg Award and the Best Picture Oscar for The Greatest Show on Earth. He won the Palme d'Or for Union Pacific in 1939, an honorary Oscar in 1950 as a distinguished motion picture pioneer, and the Screen Directors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award in 1953, the first one ever given. He was also honored by the Screen Producers Guild in 1956, the Society of Motion Picture Art Directors in 1949, and the War Agency of the Government of the United States in 1945, among many other citations. The Lifetime Achievement Award of the Hollywood Foreign Correspondents Association, the Global Wards, is named after him. DeMille died in Los Angeles, California, on January 21st, 1959. He was 77 years of age. Information for this biographical sketch was taken from the director's website, cecilbdemille.com, the Internet Movie Database, John Dunning's The Encyclopedia of Old Time Radio, and from Wikipedia. I am your announcer, Patrick Andre, for Old Time Radio Researchers. Thank you for listening.